This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be the guest of honour at the Maldives' 60th Independence Day celebrations in the capital, Male, this afternoon. The Prime Minister is on a state visit to the Maldives at the special invitation of President Mohamed Moeizu. Yesterday, speaking at a state banquet hosted in his honour by President Moeizu and First Lady Sajida Mohammed, Prime Minister Modi expressed his gratitude for the invitation and extended his best wishes to the people of the Maldives on their Independence Day.
मालदीव के 60वें स्वतंत्रता दिवस पर गेस्ट ऑफ ऑनर के रूप में आना मेरे लिए सम्मान की बात है। मैं इस निमंत्रण के लिए राष्ट्रपति जी का आभार व्यक्त करता हूं और सभी भारतवासियों की ओर से मालदीव के लोगों को हार्दिक शुभकामनाएं देता हूं।
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी हेल्ड अ मीटिंग विद मालदीव्स वाइस प्रेसिडेंट हुसैन मोहम्मद लतीफ टुडे। द टू लीडर्स डिस्कस्ड द की पिलर्स ऑफ द इंटर मालदीव्स फ्रेंडशिप। In a separate meeting, Prime Minister Modi held discussions with Speaker of the People's Majlis or Maldives Parliament, Abdul Rahim Abdullah. They talked about the deep-rooted India-Maldives friendship, including the close relationship between their respective parliaments. The Prime Minister also met with former President of Maldives, Mohamed Nasheed. Their discussion centered on the importance of Maldives as a valued pillar of India's neighborhood-first policy and Mahasagar vision. Prime Minister Modi assured that India will continue to support Maldives through capacity building and developmental cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Tuticorin this evening for a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu. He will inaugurate the new terminal building of Tuticorin Airport around 7:45 in the evening. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various projects worth 4,600 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will attend the Adi Tiruvathirai festival of Chola Emperor Rajendra Chola I at Gangaikonda Cholapuram Temple in Ariyalur district. Kargil Vijay Divas is being celebrated today across the country to honour the bravery of Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the 1999 Kargil War. The day marks the 26th anniversary of India's victory over Pakistan in the conflict and the successful conclusion of Operation Vijay. During this operation, the Indian Armed Forces reclaimed territories in the Kargil district of Jammu and Kashmir that had been infiltrated by Pakistani soldiers and militants. President Draupadi Murmu paid tribute to the brave soldiers who sacrificed their lives for the country on Kargil Vijay Divas today. In her message, the president said, "The day symbolizes the extraordinary valor, courage, and steadfast determination of the country's soldiers." She added that their dedication and supreme sacrifice for the nation will forever inspire the citizens. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh laid a wreath at the National War Memorial in New Delhi to honour the brave soldiers. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Chief of Air Staff Air Chief Marshal AP Singh and Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi also paid tributes to the soldiers. Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi has said that during Operation Sindoor, the Indian Armed Forces showed the same valour as in Kargil, destroying Pakistan's terrorist infrastructure and achieving decisive victory. After paying tribute to the fallen soldiers at the Kargil War Memorial on the occasion of the 26th Kargil Vijay Divas in Dras, General Dwivedi highlighted the success of Operation Sindoor. He said the Indian Army decisively struck terror infrastructure in response to enemy aggression. Unit Ministers Mansukh Mandaviya and Sanjay Seth also paid tributes to the fallen heroes at the Kargil War Memorial this morning. On to sports now. In chess, Koneru Hampi will face fellow Indian Divya Deshmukh in the final of the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 in Batumi, Georgia today. This all-Indian clash guarantees a spot in next year's FIDE Women's Candidates Tournament, where the winner will earn the right to challenge Zhu Wenjin for the World Championship title. And in cricket, hosts England will resume their first innings play at the overnight score of 544-7 against India on day 4 of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Manchester. And that is the end of this news bulletin.